stand by.
It's Christmas 2005, and you're listening to This and That with Jeff and Pat. I'm Jeff, and you're listening to part two of three of the best of Jeff and Pat. What do you mean, Roy? My name's Jeff.
Well, come here, Jeff, and get grooving. You been uptown?
No, I ain't been uptown, but I've been around.
You mean to say you ain't been uptown?
No, I ain't been uptown. What's uptown?
Ooh, if it's pleasure you're about, and you feel like stepping out, all you've got to shout is, let me off uptown.
Huh, let me see if I got that straight. If it's rhythm that I feel, then it's nothing to conceal. All I've got to spiel is, let me off uptown.
Yeah, you got that right.
Right. Patricia, oh, Patricia. Say, I feel something.
What you feeling, Jeff, the heat?
No, it must be that uptown rhythm. I feel like blowing.
Well, blow, Jeff, blow.
Jeff, I'm not Pat, I'm Jeff, this and that, alone, I'm Jeff, I am Jeff, alone, I'm not Pat.
Jeff.
I'm Jeff.
Jeffy.
I'm Jeff.
Jeffy.
Good evening, and welcome to Hardline News with Jeff and Pat, the news that matters. First off tonight is the ongoing struggle in Iraq. Today, a suicide bomb attack on a U.S. envoy in Fallujah created the bloodiest day. What's that? I'm told that we have breaking news in the developing story down in Aruba. Pat is standing by. Pat, what can you tell us?
Well, Jeff, we're live here in Aruba, and I was just talking to Brian McEllington, who was in the casino where Natalie Holliday was last seen in public. Brian told me he was pretty drunk, but thought he saw her talking to three men. Dr. John Hopper, a medical doctor, and Doris Looney, a prominent defense lawyer, are here with me. Dr. Hopper, what do you make of this development?
Well, Pat, seeing somebody even under the influence of alcohol is quite significant. Our eyes, you know, are connected to the brains.
If I can interject, I'm confident that this won't hold up in court. I've seen a number of cases, and the defense is usually able to quickly question their motives and discredit the witness. Currently, there are $1 million book deals rumored, so everyone is coming out of the woodwork now.
Oh, hold on a second. Hey, wait, where are you guys going? Woo! Hey, party! I want a party! Anybody want to do jello shots off my roof?
Pat, what's going on out there?
Oh, sorry, Jeff. There's a lot of enthusiasm and sense of common purpose here in Aruba concerning this case. In fact, I'm going to spend the afternoon with one of the search teams checking out all the alcohol establishments in the island for traces of Natalie.
Okay, then. Pat, live from Aruba. In other news, today in Iran, Tehran Mayor Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, a hardline conservative who has said that Iraq should embrace the principles of the 1979 Islamic Revolution, was declared the winner of Iran's presidential election. One second. I've just been told that we have another late-breaking story in Lawrenceville, Georgia. Due to the magic of time-shifting podcasting, we have Pat standing by in Georgia. Pat, what's going on?
Hi, Jeff. We're live in Lawrenceville, Georgia, and we have an exclusive. We're talking to the parents of one of the bridesmaids of the wedding that never was when Jennifer Wilbanks ran away. Mr. Thompson, I know your daughter was excited about Jennifer's wedding and that you knew Jennifer as a young girl. Can you explain your feelings about what's happened?
We all feel very much for poor Jennifer. The community is really rallying around this wonderful woman. We just feel she was under pressure about not being able to be the perfect wife.
Mrs. Thompson, I know Jennifer and your daughter used to help you in the kitchen making cookies. Do you feel that Ms. Wilbanks can indeed be the perfect wife?
Well, Pat, ever since we became major players in the book deal, we have felt very strongly that she could be a perfect wife. I know I am a perfect wife. I perform fellatio on Mr. Thompson whenever he asks.
Interesting angle. Jeff, you can just feel the love here in Georgia for their hero, Jennifer Wilbanks and Felicio, and the book deal. Back to you.
Oh, thank you, Pat. Anything else?
Nothing here, Jeff.
Are you sure? I can go back to the news now?
Absolutely, Jeff. You'll know the minute anything breaks.
Okay, that's Pat from Lawrenceville, Georgia. Tests have found mad cow disease in a U.S. cow previously cleared of having the brain-wasting illness, the Agriculture Department said Friday. It is a second case of... What now? No, I will not stop this broadcast of important news for another live-breaking story or some stupid news item. Are you sure? Okay. Pat is standing by in Lincoln, Nebraska for a story that is just hitting the wires. Pat, you're in Lincoln now?
Yes, I am, Jeff. I'm with Eleanor Jenkins, who found a cornflake in her cereal this morning that has a remarkable resemblance to the Virgin Mary. She is currently working out a book deal as hordes of my fellow journalists are vying to get a peek.
Oh, I can't take it anymore. Good listener, sometimes you've got to say, I'm a human being, goddammit! My life has value! So I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Jeff, that is so 1976.
Oh, I know. Pat, you're back in the studio? This time-shifted audio paradigm is blowing my mind, man.
Jeff, I've been here all along. You were going on and on about something. Aruba, runaway brides, cornflakes. You're flaking out, dude. I'm just sitting here waiting to start the show.
Maybe it was just a bad dream. Must have gotten hold of some bad 7-Eleven coffee.
Can we just get on with the show, Jeff? I need to hop a plane after the show to California to research the Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes, Matt Lauer, Brooke Shields cornflake development. And get a book deal.
Ah!
I think about Iraq every day. Every single day. Think about it.
Okay.
Carry on.
Where were we?
Boobies.
Hear, hear! Hear, hear! Order, order! Order! I say order! Hear, hear! This constitutional Congress is called to order. I say unto my brothers, shall we begin? Start.
Or shall I say verily unto you, let's get this party started. Let's see. Our goals of this constitution, I say, shall be to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for a common defense, blah, 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 blah.
Jefferson, I do think, dear sir, in order to ensure domestic tranquility, we must somehow keep our little women from the vote. I do believe my little woman constantly hops on me and gives me orders. Verily, we must protect the country from the vagaries of the female mind. To that goal, I say, no vote for her. We must wait until the female evolves to be our equal before we can entrust them with the vote. Wouldn't you agree?
What about the women with big boobies?
Ah, yes. Well, the women with big boobies have much power over us. In that regard, they don't need a vote to get what they want, wouldn't you say?
Excellent observation, Samuel. I hear you speak with great experience in this area. What else concerns us?
Well, what really troubles me, sir, is the potential of someone rewriting lyrics over the future national anthem. A nation with no anthem is a nation with no soul. They could, for example, substitute words like asshole for freedom. I say this flies in the very face of a more perfect union, sir. Oh, and I say that verily.
Yes, that is a good one. We shall proscribe the flouting of symbology of our nation by banning lyrics rewriting in general, sir. Yes, Samuel, your hand is raised.
What shall we do about the right to live?
What the hell do you speak of, sir? Right? Life? Duh. We're living, aren't we?
Yes, but shall the state have the right to make decisions for a family regarding the creation and cessation of life?
I call for obfuscation in this matter. Let our offspring ponder that problem. We have ails to get to in short order. We can't be here forever.
What say, my dear brothers, about the rampant flag burning? This is causing great problems to our fledgling nation.
What about the British flag?
Well, of course, the burning of the British flag would be allowed. That is much fun, sir. We all enjoy that, and we think about it every single day. Every single day, though it's hard work.
Okay. Let's take a few seconds for interpretive dance, shall we? Okay, back to order. What shall we do about this marijuana?
Marijuana? Whatever she says of me isn't true. I'm a married man. But I do enjoy a bit of marijuana every now and then. I say allow it.
That we will do, good sir. That we will do. Now we come to a very thorny issue. How do we ensure separation of church and state?
Oh, my dear Jefferson, surely you jest. You put the church on one side of the street and the state on the other. My goodness, Jefferson, why are you making this so complicated? Let us insert a clause to require a 100-yard minimum distance between them. That separation should be sufficient.
Good sir, that's not what I meant. We don't want the church to interfere with the business of the state and vice versa.
Oh, that will never happen. That's what happened in England. Our progeny will never permit that egregious offense. Do you think we have to spell it all out? It's not like we have time to think of everything. I say, the future Americans can figure this out when they have nothing better to do, for God's sake.
That comment there, dear sir, doesn't it violate separation of church and state? We're the embodiment of the state now, and you just invoke the deity's name.
Well, whatever, Jefferson. Now what about bangers?
Bangers? I'm not sure what you mean.
Sausages, my dear sir, I'm getting hungry and this is dragging on. I say let's just write the damn thing and move on. All in favor?
Hear, hear!
Nay.
Nay.
After we did that bit on our forefathers, we had a lot of goose while we were doing it, so I thought we'd share some of those.
Burn your flag before it's too late.
Burn! Burn!
Let's take a few seconds for interpretive dance, shall we?
Okay, back to order, back to order.
I'm hungry.
We didn't bring over any food.
I'm hungry.
From the podcast, Zany Aguirre's, who we've met and like. Cool.
And why did you say that?
Huh?
Why did you just say that comment?
Because they're from the Zany Aguirre's, who we liked and met, and they're cool.
What's more fun than being wet and wild?
This next song is actually a song I did before we ever podcasted, but we played it in the podcast where I was alone one time, and I talked about my jazz hero, Big Spider, back, and thought we'd play it again for the memories.
Old jazz musicians tell of a boy, wealthy with talent and filled with the joy of the music that passed in the night long ago. The jazz age was booming, the speakeasies full. The boy stole away to a life that he knew was the only thing he'd ever need in the night. Dreams by the lake in the summer of youth, hot music poured down with gin and vermouth. Night after night, all the girls that came down, sweeter perfume by the smell and the sound of his silver cornet, they'll never forget. Late nights in bootleg and wrinkled old clothes, they couldn't know that this legend would go from a rocket that lights up the sky to a mist. Dreams by the lake in the summer of youth, hot music poured down with gin and vermouth. Night after night, all the girls that came down, sweet air perfumed by the smell and the sound of his silver cornet, they'll never forget. Folks would come round always eager to please. They would bribe him with drink in spite of his disease. So bottles were emptied and music was played. 28 years, this moment had faded away. And the gin stopped pouring in, but the music lives on.
Thank you.
In the summer of 2005, I got a couple different mobile mics and tried to set them up. This is Viva Mexico, where Pat and I go explore a drive-through Mexican drink bar place. Very bizarre. Enjoy.
Pídeme, pídeme, pide tres deseos. Los que tú más quieras, yo te los concedo. Sea lo que sea, pide tres deseos en pago el favor de haberme librado de esta maldición.
Okay. This is, we're actually on our first sightseeing tour. We're in Pat's car right now, buckling up for safety.
Buckling up.
And she just told me to get my money out. I'm not sure why she's so nervous about that. Maybe she doesn't want to pay with her money.
I don't have any money, Jeffy Jeff.
So we're going to Viva Mexico, which is this drive-in thing. And Pat, tell us about what sort of prep you have. I mean, Pat talked about this on...
I've talked about this several times on the show. And yeah. As you know, it's on my way to work, so it's fascinating to me. I can hardly, you know, I always have to check it out, what's going on. And I decided to ask one of the guys I work with about it just to see what he was going to say about it. And his eyes lit up. He's about 30. His eyes lit up when I mentioned it. He's like, oh, man, yeah, that place. He says, whenever I have guests in town, because he lives in the area too, he said, I always take them there. He said, that place is a trip.
Is it the women? Is it the drinks? Is it just the whole concept of drive-by, order alcohol?
No, I think it's definitely the women. It's the fact that when you get there, there's some woman scantily clad, and she comes to take your order.
Cool.
So we're going there today to get the experience.
Yes.
And the other thing that he mentioned was that there was a drink that's, I don't know if it's like the popular drink or whatever, but it's what he recommended. It's called a Michelada, and I think it's a beer, and then they make a concoction that you, I think it's tomato based, Jeff, you put inside the drink.
I don't see the place.
Right there.
Oh, that's it. Wow, I thought it was a gas station. So it very really looks like a small hut. Actually, it looks like a Jiffy Lube place. In fact, I'll bet you that's what it was. Viva, it's got a little tin shack, tin top on it, which that's wooden, I guess, with green, white, and
red.
And
the flag of Mexico.
Kind of looping back to try to get there.
I didn't know the direct way to get in there. Oh, okay.
Ooh, there's some hotties. Just sitting there waiting, aren't they? Yeah, come to
so
Papa.
So do you think I go this way?
Yes, there's a little arrow right there.
But there's the drive-thru. It's confusing.
Oh, really? I thought, don't you drive through like that way? He's saying go ahead. He's motioning go ahead.
All
right. Great, thank you. All right. We can hear that. Ooh, yeah. Pat was saying before that we have a lot of wires with these mics, so we may look a little bit like we have bombs. Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks.
Hola. Do you have like a Michelada?
Uh-huh.
Do you know what that is?
$4.
$4? Okay. I think I'm going to... What is it?
Huh?
It's beer and what else?
Michelada con cualquier cerveza.
Okay.
Cerveza y qué?
I don't know.
Tomato
sauce? No. Okay. All right. I'm going to have it with a Corona.
Corona?
Yes. And no. He's going to get something else. What are some other ideas about a good drink?
Okay. One Michelada.
Yes.
Con Corona.
Yes.
Nada más?
No. Are there any other drinks? Any other ideas for drinks? Do you want a beer?
One.
Sí.
Victor Ben.
She can't speak any English.
What?
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to get a Michelada, but I was wondering what other ideas for drinks you have.
There's no, only Michelada.
I'm sorry?
Only Michelada.
That's it?
Oh,
okay.
What's in one? Is it tomato?
It's tomato sauce. And
it is tomato sauce.
Tabasco, sal, lemon.
Okay.
I can't have it then. It's tomato.
Well, why don't you just get a beer?
Yeah, can I just get a beer then to go?
What kind do you want? Do you want a Bohemia?
Yeah.
and a Bohemia.
Bohemia?
Yes.
Okay. Two? One or two?
A Michelada for me with Corona.
Corona? Ah, okay.
Right.
Gracias. So it's very Spanish.
Very Spanish.
We really don't have a lot of English here.
Oh my God, check out that girl. That one there. Oh my, you can't see her now, but yeah. In a minute, when she moves, you can see her butt cheeks.
Oh yeah, you can. the girls here that she's referring to, they're very young, very young. They're not super bodies at all, but they're young. They make up for it, their youth. They're wearing essentially very short red pants. Wow, you can see the butt cheeks on her real close up. Very tight and short red shorts, and then sort of a halter top, which is really a bra. It looks like it's the blue with white stripes. So the overall effect is kind of a red, white, and blue, which is interesting because the inside is very Mexican with the green and red.
Thank you.
Gracias.
I have a question for you. I just have some questions for you. Oh, so you also sell snow cones here, right?
Yeah.
So what's the most popular time of day for here when people come by?
I don't know, for everything.
What time do you open?
All the time.
For 2 years.
No, and what time of the day do you open? 11, 12?
No,
10. 10 a.m.?
10.
And what time do you close at night?
12. And Saturday, 1.
Saturday at 1.
Yeah.
And there's always girls out here.
Huh?
There's always the girls out here.
Yeah. The girls?
The girls. There's always... Why do you have the girls?
Saturday, 10.
Yeah? No, why? Por qué?
Por qué? For the kids.
For what?
For the customers.
The guys.
For the guys. Por los hombres.
Mexicanos.
Got it. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias.
You too. So they sit. Okay, now here was what I didn't see before. Right in the front, the girls are, you pointed this out, but I didn't see it, are right under a... They're literally on a platform. The two girls look like they're having a little bit of smoke. Looks like they're drinking. I don't know if they're drinking alcoholic beverages. They're having a smoke and they're kind of laughing, probably at us, with like, what are all those guys with the wires? And why is she asking so many questions?
Well, we're out on my back porch.
And you can probably hear the crickets.
Crickets and birds and whatever.
And how is it? How is your mojito?
It's not a mojito. It's a michelada.
How is your michelada?
Well, it took a couple of sips to get used to, but I'd have to say I like it. It tastes, hang on for a second. You can definitely taste the carbonation and the tomato. And it doesn't seem like a beer. It seems
really
like something else.
All right, well, that's it for our Sound Sing tour, I think.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks for going with me, Jeff.
And Jeff and Pat back in the studio, back to you guys. It's warm out here, we're drinking beer, we're loving it. How are you guys doing?
I don't know what I was thinking with this next one. I just listened to a bunch of Dylan, and somehow I was going through the Beatles songbook that I have, and I started playing acoustic guitar to Nowhere Man, and I just kind of put the tape on because I like the version that I came up with. It's pretty raw, but you get an idea.
He's a real nowhere man, living in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans. doesn't have a point of view, doesn't know where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like me and you? No, well, man, don't worry, it's okay. What's your hurry? No, well, man, is at your command. He's a real nowhere man, living in his nowhere land, making all
right. Are you ready for a never heard before Jeff and Pat bit? We call this one the blank podcast. Are we done?
We're done. Dun dun dun. Dun 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 dun.
Was that a good show?
Dun 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 dun. Dun 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 dun.
You know, I had a thought. Once you're through. Once you're through.
I'm through.
I had a thought.
What was it?
We should never podcast again. I think this should be our last show. You know?
Maybe. Why not?
I think it could be really, I think that could be really
no,
good.
No, I think that'll be bad. We won't have meaning in our life. It
no.
will be empty, vapid.
But have you ever,
like a
have you ever heard of this classical work? I think it's called 3 Minutes and 22 Seconds by John Cage, I believe it was.
I know who John Cage is.
It was 3 minutes.
He's an instrumentalist.
Yeah, so he would get on the stage in front of this big instrument and just sit there for 3 minutes and 22 seconds. It was nothing.
Oh.
That was the piece.
Yes, that doesn't surprise me that John Cage did that.
So I think that would be our next podcast.
Just 45 minutes of emptiness?
Yeah.
Huh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's innovative. It's artistic.
You know, I agree. You do come up with some of the most clever ideas, and they're very workable. They're very doable.
Very doable. It's got to be practical.
They're accessible to our listeners,
accessible.
Too.
I think our listeners would enjoy listening to it. They wouldn't, I mean, let's face it, it's silence. They wouldn't enjoy listening to it, but...
Oh, no.
It's artistic. It's an artistic expression.
It's like a performance art.
It's performance art.
They're participating in an experiment.
We're raising the notch just a little bit of a level.
Yeah.
Taking the podcast competition up a bit.
So many podcasters think it's just about being funny.
Or being interesting.
Or interesting. Or engaging.
When it's really, it's about being silent.
It's about being innovative.
And seeking artistic expression.
And knowing your media.
Knowing your media.
Knowing
Absolutely.
Your audience.
Knowing your audience. And when you have an audience of one, not so hard. All right. This next goof is a total improvisation in the studio that we still kind of laugh about. It's one of the funnier ones. And we're going to conclude the show with this. So... I hope you enjoyed this part 2 of 3 of The Best of Jeff and Pat. Stay tuned for part 3 coming up soon. Bye, y'all.
Yay, we did a good show. We did a good, good, good show.
I don't think it was good.
It's so good. It sucked. It sucks so bad. That was a horrible show. Why did you let me do that show? Maybe it was good.
I think it was good.
Maybe it was really good.
I think it was really
maybe
good.
Maybe it was our best.
It was our best.
Or maybe it was really bad.
No, it was really, really, really good.
Maybe it was horrible.
Good.
Maybe it
good.
Was our worst.
It was our best.
Our worst.
Best. It was our best. My feet smell funky, and I'm in a cube in a booth with a white boy.
With a white ball.
Oh, I just smelled my feet. They're bad. Oh, God.
Put the feet away, baby.
Hold me closer, tiny dancer. Hold me closer.
Hold me closer, tiny vagina.
Don't be looking with your butt.
Don't be looking with my butt? Looking with my butt?
Don't lick your butt.
Oh, I don't.
No butt licking. Butt licking. Butt licking.
Did you say butt licking?
I'll give you a butt licking.
I'll give you a good old fashioned butt licking.
I want to lick your butt, baby. It's time for your.
Oh,
should we
Dallas
do a Dallas
Minute
song? Dallas Minute, Dallas Minute. Yeah, Dallas Minute. No.
Enough with that.
Yeah.
I can't not do it.
Do whatever you want. You're a dork.